this is a segment called A Setting the Bar Story.
That's an example of what not to do.
Sure. So yeah, going all out for your birthday, whether it's like your 21st birthday, man, sometimes you don't have very fond memories of your 21st birthday because your friends take you out and, you know, you end up, barfing in a plant there outside the bar and you don't remember much, but hey, it was fun at the time, right?
Seemed like a good idea.
Well, if you can manage to make it through the day without going so crazy on your birthday that you steal a trolley, wind up getting arrested, then you're doing okay.
Oh, yeah, stealing anything is probably not going to go well for you. It's going to ruin the birthday celebration a little bit.
Yeah, Jonathan, he lives in Key West. He is celebrating his 57th birthday by doing some illegal drugs. Stealing a trolley.
Oh, boy.
Driving it around town. Even picked up tourists.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Because the tourists were like, oh, wow, cool, a trolley.
Oh, dang.
Get on board.
Oh, no, no. Toot, it's the birthday express.
I guess he got to the, like, trolley station, right? Right around lunchtime.
Oh, he okay.
He left his car on with...
He left it running?
Yeah, he left it running.
Sure.
With rock music blasting on the radio.
All right.
Told an employee he used to work there, and he just needed to take a look at one of those old trolleys.
While my car's running?
I guess.
Okay.
So, apparently he was convincing enough, because the employee was like, well, he seems legit.
Oh my gosh.
So, they thought maybe, all right, he's probably got permission to take it. Obviously, Jonathan didn't.
No.
So, cops eventually found him on the other side of town. You know the picture of the southernmost point buoy? It's a famous picture there in Key West. It's like it says 90 miles to Cuba.
Right, yes.
Type of thing.
Yeah. Listen, so, if that's the mugshot, I would take one look at that guy. And legit is not going to be anywhere in my brain. Crazy person would be in my brain. I would say no, sir.
Yeah, so he was there. Cops found him there. He had driven at least a mile, picked up several tourists along the way.
That's insanity.
And they said, hey, buddy, Jonathan, we're going to have to arrest you. He was like, it's my birthday. And
he thought that gave him a license to do anything he wanted.
And he just borrowed the trolley, guys.
It's fine once you find out it's my birthday.
Yeah, it's my birthday. Yeah.
It was my birthday. I was very drunk.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So now he's facing charges for burglary, grand theft auto, possession of drug paraphernalia.
Sure.
So all that stuff.
Wow. You know what? It sounds like he needs better friends to keep him from making these decisions.
No, his friends are probably like, oh, that's just Jonathan.
That's so Jonathan.
That's so Johnny. That's Johnny.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so again, hey, we get it. Sometimes when you have a birthday party, it's fun. You can tie one on. You can have a little fun and, you know, but don't do as Jonathan did.
There's a whole lot of don't do that's
and
in there.
Go so crazy on your birthday that you steal a trolley taking confused tourists around.
His hair is crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy.
In his mugshot. Like, it looks like he's been through some stuff.
Yeah, well, he has.
Yeah.
Well, he has.
Yeah.
Yeah. So okay. There you go. That's your Setting the Bar Story.